Pastor Lau and Pastor Dala Haprasit would like to welcome you to the following message from New Hope International Church in Seattle, Washington. Here is Pastor Lau's anointed teaching that will change your life with love, hope, and peace in Jesus Christ. And now, Pastor Lau.
I'm so thirsty.
I would like to talk about a very important subject that you may not have heard a lot in the services or churches meeting. I would like to start by reading Jeremiah chapter 6, verse 14. Jeremiah chapter 6, verse 14, and we'll continue to Jeremiah 8, 11. These are the words that God charged against the religious leaders and the priests in Jeremiah's time. They have also healed the hurt of my people slightly, saying, peace, peace, when there is no peace. Verse 11, Jeremiah 8, 11. For they have healed the hurt of the daughter of my people slightly, saying, peace, peace, when there is no peace. These scriptures talk about the condition in the church today. The religious leader in that generation offered or ministered the healing to people. But the healing was not complete. The healing was only slight, not a lot. But they used the religious language. They used the religious ceremony and practice to cover up the lacking of the complete peace and joy in the temple of God or in the congregation. And this is true in the churches today. I'm not condemning any church because I was like that before. I run the church with only slight healing and people did not have peace and joy in the church. Today in the church, all the churches all over the world, Christians are taught to believe that they had peace, joy, and success or victory. People were even trained to witness that I have joy and peace because it's the inheritance of God's people. But when they came home, they were depressed, taking Valium, Trazodone, the family problems, husband and wife have problem, kids have problem. They had partial healing or partial peace in the congregation. And people still go to see doctor because they're depressed. They even quote the word of God. The peace that is more than our understanding is in my heart. They can quote the scripture. They speak about it. And they have to look like it on Sunday. They come in with nice dress, look happy, peaceful. They even sing praise song. Joy, joy, joy. I remember when I first moved to the U.S. and I went to a church at that time, the worship leader come up and lead singing the song, the joy of the Lord is my strength, the joy in the Lord is my strength, the joy of the Lord. And I was watching him from Thailand. Where is the joy? They sing about joy. They sing about peace. But there's no peace, there's no joy. The church full of problems. People are sick. People are having big problem in the churches today. Divorce, actually the rate of divorce in the church is not less than outside. The rate of problem, addiction, and even watching pornography is not less than the outsider. Amen? So we can see that the true peace is not happening. They have only slight healing in the church. As a doctor, when a person show up in the emergency room with a gunshot wound to the head, normally the gunshot wound, normally, or shrapnel from the bomb, the entrance of the shrapnel or the bullet is small, but you can see the dark spot on the skin, very small. But if it come out on the other side, it will be big. That's a normal way. In the back. But sometimes the shrapnel or the bullet stay inside. So you see a person lie down with a small wound on the head. And you don't know that they are shot by the gun. You look at them and say, oh, just a small wound. Just patch the wound dressing, the gauze on it, and send the patient home with oxycodone or Tylenol or ibuprofen. And the nurses in the emergency room may say to the doctor, hey, this is a little gunshot wound here. Just put the gauze on. But the doctor who understand that there is shrapnel inside or the bullet inside will use a sterile probe to probe in there and then look for the shrapnel or the fragment of the bullet until he find it, and then he used a forceps to put in there and pull the bullet out. Then he can put the saline to clean up the wound, put the gauze on. What happens if the doctor does not put the probe in and the forceps to get rid of the foreign body inside? Soon and very soon, the infection will come. The condition of that patient will get worse. And eventually, he may lose his function or lose the limb or whatever organ that the bullet is in there. So the principle of treating gunshot wound or the bomb, bullet or shrapnel is to go after the foreign body that stay there to destroy the organ of that person. Today, a lot of ministers, a lot of churches are doing the same thing. People walk into the church, they see the problem. People even act righteous and holy and religious, sing song in the church on Sunday, but they don't have true peace. And then the pastor will put only the bandage on the wound and taught them, you are fine, don't worry about it. And what happened? They went back home and still having problem. Still having marriage problem, financial problem, sickness and disease. The true deep-seated trouble has never been removed by the forceps of deliverance and by the probe of spiritual discernment. What is inside them that causing the problem? The true spiritual ministry have to deal with the deep problem on the inside of people. We cannot just preach the word, and we cannot just say, you are nice, thank you for giving tithe, and bye-bye, and sing doxology, and go home. If you notice, in the ministry of Jesus Christ, it's so different from the churches today. Very different from the churches today. He did not only preach, but he really used the forceps of deliverance to get rid of the deep-seated, long-standing problem on the inside of people. We call covering up, putting the bandage on. Today, a lot of ministry just use the covering up way to help the member. They put the dressing on the little wound there, and they never get better. People just go to church for years and years and never change, and still have the same problem of anger, problem of pornography, bitterness, unforgiveness, poverty and hatred and all kinds of problems on the inside of them. The Apostle Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 26, therefore I run thus not with uncertainty. Thus I fight, not as one who beats the air. The boxer who just blow the fist into the air, no matter how many times, how many calorie he used to blow the air, punch the air, that boxer will not get any result. So as a minister of God, or as the church, we should not do the ministry that just keep punching the air. We need to know our enemy. We need to know the activity, the scheme of the enemy. And we know how to handle them and punch them down. That's one of the reasons I love to watch Kung Fu fighting movie. I love it. I just went to watch with my son on Thursday night before I fly. I went to see Ip Man 3. Ah! Because every time I see Ip Man knock down the bad guy, I see myself as a spiritual kung fu. Come in! Bam! And in the movie, there were about maybe 50 people with stick come against this Ip Man, and he knocked all of them down. I like to be that spiritual kung fu. 50 demons will be knocked down in front of me. Amen? Because we know their tricks and we know how to handle them. Amen? As believers that build a church, we should understand what Paul say, that we should not just hit the air, we should know the nature and the activity of the enemy and blow them at the right spot to knock them down. And today, multitudes of believers have been attacked, killed, destroyed, and molested by evil spirits. There are three enemies in our life. I'm going to focus only one. The first enemy is our sinful nature. I'm not going to talk about that today. And the second enemy is the world system. The world system tries to pull us into the way of the world. But the third enemy is Satan and his army. His army is evil spirit that still working today. That's why Jesus said, in my name, you shall preach the gospel and you shall lay hand on the sick and you shall cast out demons. This command is for the church. And according to Luke chapter 12 and Matthew chapter 12, you cannot cast demon out from the non-believers because the non-believer will get worse if you cast demon out. 7 times demon gonna come back. So the only way that we can cast out demon is to the believers. In Luke chapter 10 verse 17, the 70 returned with joy saying, Lord, even the demons are subject to us in your name. So demons are still all over the world today. As a Thai man, I grew up worshipping idols, playing Ouija board, doing fortune telling as I was growing up. I knew that there are demons. There are evil spirits in the realm of the spirit that we don't see. There is good spirit, the Holy Spirit, and there are evil spirit that are working on earth today. And as believers, we need to know and acknowledge our enemies, evil spirit. We cannot just put the dressing on the wound. We need to put the forceps of deliverance to get them out from the life of people. Amen. There are so many kinds of demons on earth. Demons of hate, demons of fear, demons of pride, jealousy, self-pity, infidelity, sexual immorality. All kinds of demon of death, that is mentioned in the book of Revelation chapter 6, demon of lying, and all kinds of demons of death can come into a person. The demon can come into people in a different way, by their own sin or by the sin of the ancestor. We call generational curses. We call family spirit. When the great-grandparents, the third and fourth generation before us commit some sin, that family spirit or demon of that sin will follow down to the third and fourth generations. That's why you see that some moms or some grandmom has a brain cancer. Then the daughter has brain cancer and the daughter has brain cancer. Some family divorced and remarry 5 times. The daughter will divorce and marry 5 times because the same demon that attacked the family follow down to the third and fourth generations. Amen. So we need to recognize what demons are working in the family, and we need to get rid of them as soon as possible. And we need to perform major operation to cut that demon out from people. So the church will have a complete healing, not slight healing like the time of Jeremiah. Isaiah 59 verse 19 say, so shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west and his glory. His glory means his tangible presence, thick presence, from the rising of the sun, When the enemy, means Satan and his army, comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him. So we fight against the enemy, demon, in the name of Jesus and by the power of the Holy Spirit. The church that do not welcome the Holy Spirit will never be able to overcome demons. We'll not be able to cast demons out from people. We need the power or the tangible presence of the Holy Spirit. No matter what kind of demon working in people's life, God always has the last words. Egypt has the magicians, but God has Moses. The idol of Baal has their false prophet, but God had Elijah. The same thing, no matter what kind of demon come in, we have the anointed servant of God who know how to handle them and get rid of them from the life of people. God called Abraham and want to tell him the covenant that God made with him. He called Abraham out into the dark place and look in the sky. Let me read from Genesis chapter 15, verse 5. Then he brought him outside and said, "Look now toward heaven and count the stars, if you are able to number them." And he said to him, to Abraham, "So shall your descendants be." God compared the descendant of Abraham, which is you and me. You and me are the descendant of Abraham by faith. Is that right? We are the children of Abraham by faith. God compared us to the stars. You remember Jesus said in the book of Matthew, we must be the light and the salt of this world. God wants us to shine the light of God into the world. He wants us to be completely clean, pure, holy, fruitful, prosperous, strong, anointed, and change the nations, change the city. God wants us to be the star in this generation. But the reality is that not a lot of people are star now. They are depressed. They are poor. They're sick. They cannot help anybody. They come to church with sadness, weakness, with doubt, with a lot of problems. And they'll never be able to help anybody because they are not stars. God wants all of us to be stars. God wants all of us to be the light of the world, the candle that is on the stand and shine the light of God. He wants us to be the kind of disciple that make impact to our generation. Amen. So the spirit that come against us, the evil spirit, there are all kinds of spirit. I give you an example in 1 Kings chapter 22, verses 22-23. In the Old Testament, the Bible talk about demons and evil spirit as well as the New Testament. So they are mentioned in the Old Testament already. The Bible said, "The Lord said to him, 'In what way?' So he said, 'I will go out and be a lying spirit in the mouth of his prophets.' So the Lord said, 'You shall persuade him and also prevail. Go out and do so.' Therefore, look, the Lord has put a lying spirit," God allowed the lying spirit or evil spirit of lie, "in the mouth of this false prophet of yours. And the Lord has declared disaster against you." We can see that the lying spirit was working in the time of the second king and first king at that time. Even in the Old Testament, evil spirit working. Evil spirit was torturing King Saul in that generation as well. Amen. Why I need to teach the Bible like this? Why do I need to give you proper instruction of the Word of God? Because this is the way you can be set free from evil spirit. If you don't know the truth, you will not be set free. The truth will set you free. I myself start to study about this in around year 2004. And I myself have the experience of God deliver me from evil spirit. When I was a young man, I worship idols. I call spirit inside me. I can do a lot of supernatural thing because of the evil spirit in me. The knife can come on my back and could not cut my back. My skin still intact after the big knife hit me because I called evil spirit to come upon me when I was 15, 16 years old. I worship all kind of idols. I play Ouija board. So when I became a Christian, God need to cleanse me, deliver me from all this evil spirit. And it did not happen until 1997. I got saved in 1981 or 82, around that time. And I did not understand about evil spirit until I got delivered by the fire of God in 1997. At that time, the Holy Spirit hit me. I fell to the ground and evil spirit coming out of me. So many of them, hundreds of them coming out of me. And I was a pastor already in 1997. I was already the pastor of the church. But evil spirit came out of me because I began to seek deliverance and wanted to be free from evil spirit. And when you start to see deliverance, you notice that demons are not different from the time of Jesus Christ. Jesus walked around preaching the gospel, lay hand on the sick, and cast out demons. Even the Bible said that Paul lay hand on the handkerchief, and the anointing was on the handkerchief. And when the handkerchief touched people, people got healed by the anointing. And the Bible even say demons came out of them. The anointing on the handkerchief of Paul set the captive free from demon and healed the sick. If you watch the YouTube, you will hear the testimony of one of my members. He is Filipino, but grew up in Taiwan. His dad has a final stage cancer, and he's going to go back to Taiwan to visit his dad. So on one of the revival night, he brought the handkerchief to me and said, I know Pastor Lau, you cannot fly to Taiwan. You're busy. Can you lay hand on this handkerchief? And I will bring the anointing back to my father. His father is Catholic. So he did. He brought back the handkerchief. He told his dad that you believe in Jesus. Why don't you accept Jesus now as your Lord and Savior? He did. This is in the hospital. He was in the final stage. Then he put the handkerchief on the body of his father. After that, his father turned around and his father is still alive today. He was completely healed from cancer by the anointing of the Holy Spirit. I believe that the demon of cancer left him at that moment because of the anointing. Amen. Let me read the Old Testament, which is the prophecy of the end time church. The book of Joel. The book of Joel, the theme of the book of Joel is desolation, restoration, and judgment. Desolation, when I fly into Arizona, I see some desert. That is desolation. Desolation means no inheritance, no good things, very dry and lacking. The children of Israel in that generation of Joel were very lacking. They did not have the inheritance of God. They were poor and defeated. They lived in desolation. And then God in second chapter talked about restoration. Let me read Joel chapter 2 verse 32. And it shall come to pass that whoever calls on the name of the Lord, today is the name of the Lord Jesus, shall be saved. Actually, the word saved here, it means deliver. Deliver from the enemy. For in Mount Zion means the church, and Jerusalem, and in Jerusalem, there shall be deliverance. Deliver from demon. In the church, God can deliver his people from demonic activities. As the Lord has said, among the remnant whom the Lord calls. This is a prophetic word from Joel. That in the end time, God can deliver his people who call on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ from their enemies. And those enemies are evil spirit. And the true healing gonna come. The real peace gonna come to the church. Amen. Now, why God say I'm gonna deliver them from their enemies? God say that because before he wrote Joel chapter 2 verse 32, God say that my people are destroyed because of the insects, the army of insects. When the Bible talk about insects, insects are symbolic of evil spirit. The evil spirit work by coming into you unknowingly. And then you develop symptom without knowing that they already come by. How many people heard about malaria? How does malaria work? The little mosquito come and bite you, put the parasite into your blood. You don't see the mosquito. You wake up, you just see just a little bit of bite. Then the parasite has gone into your bloodstream and destroy your brain, your liver, and people can die. You don't see the parasite. That is how insects work. They come in unknowingly. You don't see demon, and they come into your life unknowingly, and you begin to have symptoms of pride, arrogance, doubt, sexual immorality, cheating, anger, all kind of stuff in the church because of demons working behind the scene. Let me read from Job chapter 1 verses 4 to 12. The reason of desolation of the people in the time of Job and the desolation of the church today. Why the church has so many problems, poverty, sickness. I just went to Thailand and one member in the northeast of Thailand come to me and say, "Pastor, my church, everyone is poor. Everyone is sick. Everyone has family problem. I cannot handle this anymore. I need the fire of God. I need something. This is not God's will. God's will is the inheritance. Good. God is good. He wants us to be well-to-do, super abundant, healthy and strong. This is not the will of God." You know why? Because of the insect, the locust. Let me read to you. What the chewing locust left, the swarming locust has eaten. What the swarming locust left, the crawling locust has eaten. And what the crawling locust left, the consuming, or what kind of, many kinds of demon here, huh? Like an army, all kinds of demon. The consuming locust has eaten. Awake, you drunkards, and weep and wail, all you drinkers of wine, because of the new wine, for it has been cut off from your mouth. Desolation, not enough wine to drink. For a nation has come up against my land, strong and without number. His teeth are the teeth of a lion, talking about the devil. And he has the fangs of a fierce lion. The devil destroyed the community, the nation, the church. He has laid waste my wine and ruined my fig tree. He has stripped it bare and thrown it away. Its branches are made white. Lament like a virgin girded with sackcloth for the husband of her youth. The grain offering and the drink offering have been cut off from the house of the Lord. So the church condition is very weak and very poor. Lack of peace, lack of joy, lack of victory. God's people are suffering. The priests mourn who minister to the Lord. The field is wasted. They are really broke. They don't have enough money, in debt. The land mourns, for the grain is ruined. The new wine is dried up. The anointing is gone. The presence of God is gone. The oil fails. Be ashamed, you farmers. Wail, you wine dresser. For the wheat and the barley, because of the harvest of the field, has perished. Desolation. The defeat and the lack of peace of God's people. The vine has dried up and the fig tree has withered. The pomegranate tree, the palm tree also, and the apple tree, and all the trees of the field are withered. Surely joy has withered away from the sons of men. You walk into the church, everyone looks sad, look depressed, no peace, no joy. Christian walk into the church, "Hi, how are you? I'm sick. I lost my job. Oh, no happiness in the church. Everyone looks so unhappy." And they think that is normal for Christian life because they all look the same. But that is not God's will. God wants us to have peace. God wants us to have joy. Victory. Amen. God's people have been invaded by the forces of the armies of locusts or evil spirit. And this is a part of Satan's strategy. Therefore, we need to do something about it. Amen? We cannot be the kind of disciple of Jesus Christ that are so full of fruitfulness and anointing if we still have something on the inside of us that's still disturbing, tearing down from within, stealing, killing, and destroying our life. Something on the inside of us that keep working inside. And we cannot be the disciples that produce fruit. We still have sadness and weakness and sickness. We may look outside like a decent Christian. We come to church, dress nice, smile a little bit, but when we get home, we start to get mad again. We are unhappy again. We have negative attitude again. And not only that, many Christians learn how to suppress. They're so good at suppression. Even though inside they're so full of anger, they walk in and smile and suppress their anger, suppress their greed, suppress their worldliness on the inside of them, the sin on the inside of them. The Bible never said that we need to suppress. The Bible says we need to be victorious. We need to be totally free from depression, from anger, from bitterness, from all kinds of bad stuff in our life. We need to be set free completely, not suppressed. We don't need to suppress them. We need to walk victorious life. We need to be like an eagle to fly above all the problem in our life. Amen? Amen. We don't need to suppress it. And how are we going to do that? The reason people cannot have the fruit of the Holy Spirit, because they are locusts. I like how God compare. God said the fruit of the Holy Spirit, and who eat the fruit? The insect. Locusts come in to eat the fruit of the Holy Spirit on the inside of you. You cannot have peace and joy and faith. You can have faithfulness to your wife, to your husband. You commit sin because the demon come in and eat the fruit of the Holy Spirit. The Bible says in Joel chapter 2, verse 25, I'm almost done. And I'm going to cast out demon today. I just want to let you know. Either you stay, let me tell you right now. Either you stay and let demon come out, or you get mad at me and you think that I'm teaching wrong doctrine and you walk out with demons. It's up to you. I'd rather stay and have demon come out of me. Amen? Amen? This is not a wrong doctrine. I just share, and it's going to be in the YouTube soon, all kind of biblical reason to prove that believers have demons and we need to clean up believers. I don't have time to go into detail right now. We don't have enough time. But there are lots of scripture in the Bible to prove that Christians have demon, and deliverance belongs to the believer, not to the unbelievers. Amen? The church needs to be cleaned up. Amen. Joel chapter 2 verse 25, so I will restore to you the years that the swarming locust has eaten. The crawling locust, the consuming locust, and the chewing locust. My great army which I sent among you. Actually, this means that they sin against God and God allow demon to come and attack them. It doesn't mean that God sent demon to. It's just the way the Bible used the language. Actually, God never sent demon to anybody. God just allowed it to happen because they're rebellious against God. Amen? So, God say, I will restore the year that locusts have eaten from you. I want to restore that. He wants to get rid of the locusts and restore your life. What you need to do is come back to verse 32. And it shall come to pass that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. For in Mount Zion and Jerusalem there shall be deliverance. In the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, there shall be deliverance. Do you know that between verse 25 and verse 32, there is the verse 28. And the verse 28 say, it shall come to pass on that day, I shall pour out my spirit on my maid servant and men servant. They shall see dreams. They shall see vision. There will be miracles in the sky. God talked about the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. The outpouring of the Holy Spirit or the fire of God. One of the purposes is to clean up the church. To make the church to be the beautiful bride of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why I rarely give personal counseling to anybody about demons. I let people come to the meeting and I ask for the outpouring of the Holy Spirit to touch people. And touch people. Last night, a lot of people got set free from certain demons. Last night. Amen? I went to Thailand, to Switzerland, to Germany. I did not even teach this lesson. When I began to lay hand and move in the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, demons come out of people a lot, especially Thai people, because Thai people worship idols in the past. I believe the Swiss man also need deliverance. I believe American people need deliverance too. Amen? We all need deliverance. Amen? If you look back in your life, I believe that there is no one in the world who come to the church and become a Christian is totally pure and clean. Because you have sinned in the past, your ancestors have sinned in the past, you still sin today, and you still have some part of your life that is rebellious against God. You don't surrender to God in every area of your life. Demon will attack the area that you rebellious against God. If you rebel against God in the issue of money, he's going to attack that area. Our life, our body is a city. Certain part of the city have the gangster. Is that right? Because that part, they don't yield to the governor or to the police officer. So the same thing the Bible call our body as a city. Our life is a city. Certain part of our life, we don't yield to God, so demon can come and dwell there and attack us. And that's why we don't have true peace. That's why we are angry. We cannot sleep. We cannot move on with God. Something's stuck. We want to serve God, but we cannot move on because something inside is stealing, is torturing us on the inside. That's why the church needs to conduct deliverance, to set the captive free. By the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. So instead of giving counseling one by one and try to talk about that past, the past is the past. I don't want to talk about the past anymore. I want to talk about the future. So in the laying on of hand time, the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, the demon will come out from people who are willing to be delivered. God never forced anybody. The Bible says that God gives grace to the humble. Did you know that there is one woman in the Bible that is very godly and Jesus loved her very much as a disciple? Her name is labeled like this, Mary Magdalene. The woman that seven demons came out of her in the name of Jesus. Wow, can you imagine if I label you, Eileen, the woman of God, who has 120 demons come out of her. And you say, I'm proud of it. I got delivered. So the Bible tried to tell us that don't feel that you lose any dignity. Is that right? To be delivered from demon is like you going to the plastic surgeon. How many people want to look beautiful? Actually, my oldest daughter always tell me, Dad, I think you should go to plastic surgeon. Because you are in front of the camera all the time. When I look at a Thai movie star, Thai lakon movie star, I can't believe it. Everyone have perfect nose, perfect jaw, perfect eyes. How come Thai people have perfect nose like that, like American men and women? Beautiful, big nose. Because of the plastic surgery. Are they ashamed that they go to plastic surgeon? No, they say, I look more beautiful. So today, when the Holy Spirit move, gonna be plastic surgery. get rid of some wrinkle, some excessive fat, and some big jaw, and add in a little bit of nose to you, but spiritual nose. He will inject in. What you call that medication? Botox. Thank you. So somebody use Botox. Then no. I even doctor, I forget about the name. He can inject Botox into your spiritual skin. Amen. Get rid of all the disease and sickness. Cut all the spiritual cancer out of you. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So today, I want you to be cleaned up. You may be cleaned up 100%. You may be cleaned up 80%. I don't know. I don't see demon with my own eyes. But better to clean them out, better than nothing. Is that right? So believe me, if you're serious about this and you get cleaned up today, next month, tomorrow, next week, you're going to see the big difference in your life. You suddenly feel more peace. Suddenly some sickness disappear. Some anger disappear. Some frustration disappear. You feel like, wow, I have gone to church for 20 years. Nothing happened, but only one service. Woo, change. I come out with a nice nose. Less fat in my tummy. Now I look like Yaya. But I tell you, one person better than Yaya, Pasada. How many people know Yaya? No one know Yaya? Oh, okay, you watch some Lakon Thai. But when I look at all this movie star, I say, oh, they cannot compete with my wife. My wife is better. Praise the Lord. Amen? So I'm not forcing you. You can stay, you can leave, whatever you want. It will not offend me. It will not cause me to be upset or feel inferior, because this is all your own choice. You may say that I have only one demon, but better to get rid of them because they come to kill, to steal, and to destroy. And you can get rid of them now and repent of your sin and live right before the Lord. You will be the first generation in your household to stop that curse that go into your son and daughter. Let us rise up to be the first generation to stop the curses of that come from the demons. Amen? Amen. My previous generation of the men in my family are Don Juan. Have a lot of women in their life. My grandfather have a few wives. I don't want to go on. But I stop in my generation. I'm going to be a faithful husband. And I kick all the demons out of my life. Because I want to start a new generation. That my kids will be blessed because of me, who choose to repent and to get rid of the family spirit in the past that come through my dad and my mom and everybody, the third and fourth generation, which is about 160 years before me. I want to stop that. If there is a demon of cancer in my body, my mom died of cancer. I want that demon to come out of me, and I will not die of cancer. It may be dormant now. It's not demonstrating its action now. But today, we kick them out, and you live another 60 years until 120 years old. If you're 60. If you are 40 years old, you live another 80 years. Amen. And died of old age, not of cancer or heart attack. Demon cannot attack your blood vessel, your heart. No stroke. Amen. No spirit of death around in your house. Get rid of them now and go home clean. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Are you ready? Thank you, Jesus. Let me pray before I lead you how to receive the deliverance. Father, we thank you so much for teaching us about slight healing in the time of Jeremiah, about the book of Joel, the army of evil spirits sent by Satan. Lord, you say, those who call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. And deliverance belongs to your local church. Today, Father, will be the day of victory for many people in this room who come to you by faith, who are willing to be touched by the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, and who called on the name of the Lord. Father, we believe that they will leave this place free, new, and stronger than before. They will be more fruitful. The spirit of poverty, the spirit of sin, spirit of death, spirit of lying, all kinds of evil spirit, spirit of worshiping idols, fornication, the spirit of false teaching, religion must go away. We believe, Lord, your people shall be set free in the name of Jesus today. In your name we pray. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Are you ready? I'm going to lead you, okay? Listen to me carefully. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You just sit at your chair there. I will come to you and lay hand on you. You don't need to get out of the chair. Number one, we need to make sure that you are the believer. If you're not a Christian, don't get involved with this. Because Jesus said that if we cast demon out of the house that have no God inside, in due time, that demon going to bring in more seven friends that are worse than them. So the condition of that person will be worse than the beginning. Therefore, if you want to be delivered today, you need to be born again now. No if and or but. You have to be born again Christians. Okay? So, in the prayer time, I will lead you to pray to accept Jesus Christ. To make sure you are born again. That is one of the prayer. Number two, I'm going to lead you to prayer to call on the name of the Lord. And pray of repentance. If you think about anything in your life that you are sinning against God in now or in the past, just ask God for forgiveness and repent of that sin. And say, I don't want to get involved with that anymore. If you are addicted to gambling, stop. Don't go back to the casino. Because that is the evil spirit of gambling. Evil spirit come as a gang. If you allow one to come in, they will bring more friends later on. So your end stage will be death, will be destruction. They'll come to kill, to steal, and to destroy. I have seen this before. People start to read the pornographic book at the beginning. No problem, family doing well. Later on, next demon come in and start to commit adultery. Then the demon of poverty come in, lose money. And eventually the whole family broke. Little by little they come in to destroy that household. So we need to get rid of them as soon as possible. We need to understand that they are not your friends. They come to kill, to steal, and to destroy. Don't keep them. Kick them out today. Amen? In the name of Jesus. So that's number three. We're going to pray to make sure Jesus is your Lord. Repent of your sin. And not only that, we're going to ask God that, God, forgive me that I still hold grudges against somebody. Unforgiveness is the reason for demonic attack. Unforgiveness, Jesus said, if you don't forgive people, the torturers, which mean demon, gonna come in and attack you. And I've seen that all the time. People who hold grudges and unforgiveness, they are got into trouble. So you need to forgive people. And then we're gonna call on the name of the Lord together. I will pray for you. When we finish the prayer in English, now you have to do by faith. Now you have to do by faith. Don't worry about children. Demon cannot get into children under the spiritual protection. You are under my covering right now. Demon have to get out of this room. Cannot attack anybody in this room under the covering right now. Under the Holy Spirit. So don't worry about children in this room. Okay. So after you finish praying in English, after that, you use your faith in the name of Jesus. and you kick them out. Demons in the Greek language or spirit is pneuma. Pneuma means air. So demon move like the air. That's why the Bible used the word pneuma for evil spirit. So in order to kick them out, the best way is to cough them out. The first few coughs will be like a natural coughs. But believe me, it will not be a natural cough in a few seconds. You will feel something inside push something out of you. And you cannot stop coughing. It just keep coming out, keep coming out. Some of us may have a demon of slumber. Every time you open the Bible to read, every Sunday morning, Monday, you can wake up to go to work because you're afraid of being fired. But Sunday morning, you wake up, sleep again. The demon of slumber. Amen. Demon of doubt. Demon of hate. All kinds of demon. Demon of inferiority. Demon, all kinds of demon. We kicked all of them out so that you can be at peace. You can have joy. You can be productive. So follow my prayer right now, okay? I lead you to prayer. And take this seriously with faith. Father in heaven, I want to be free. I believe you shall restore the years that the locusts have eaten in my life. You promise in the Bible, those who call on the name of the Lord shall be saved, shall be delivered. So today, I call on the name of Jesus. Jesus, you are my Lord. You are my Savior. You are the Messiah, the Christ, my God, my Shepherd. Come into my life. Fill this house. I don't want evil spirit to be in this house. I want the Holy Spirit to be in my house. This body must be the temple of the Holy Spirit, not the house of evil spirit. Lord, I repent of my sin. Forgive me, Lord. Now you confess whatever sin. Yeah, you confess your sin. Whatever sin specifically you confess. Maybe current sin, past sin, whatever sin that you can think of. Gossiping, lying, negative thinking, hating your friend, hating your parents, unforgiveness, dirty thoughts. Hoshikaraba, shukara kaskitaraba. Now, make a decision to forgive those who have hurt you in the past. They may be your parents, your siblings, your spouse. They may be your boss, your ex-boyfriend. Ex-girlfriend. Somebody may get your money, but never return the money. You loan them, but they never return money. You forgive them. Let them go. And ask God to forgive your parents, your grandparents who sinned against Him. The generational curse. Ask God to forgive your generations before you. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we come by faith. We ask for the outpouring of the Holy Spirit to come upon your people, touch your people. I command you, demons, no matter what kinds of evil spirit in this life, in these bodies, you have to go in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Go away right now. In Jesus' name. Call them out. Fire! 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 Call them out. Fire! Call them out. Fire! Fire!
We trust that this message is ministered to you. If you would like more information about New Hope International Church or other teaching CDs, please contact us at 206-275-1042. You may also visit our website online at www.newhopeinternationalchurch.com. I'm so thirsty. Still,